views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the hit show, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart. As a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, entertaining motivational speaker, and radio host, Artie has helped change the lives of thousands. He delivers spiritual messages with passion and humor. You start to believe, then you can achieve. Call now, 1-800-930-2819, and get in the queue for your live audience. Now, here's your host, Artie Hoffman.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, for another beautiful week of Angels and Answers, a wonderful show. You're with Artie and Sky. And hello, Sky.
Hi, Artie. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure.
And meet you. I'm looking so forward to this topic today.
Yeah, the topic is, why do a lot of people have a hard time believing in God? And, people go through so many hard experiences in life, and it's understandable. And I've understood that over the years, if you really listen to people who say they don't believe in God, it's because they've experienced such a horrific experience going through life, through whether it be through anger, through pain, through resentment, through abandonment, and people commonly will say, well, if there's a God, why would a God that's filled with so much love, why would a God filled with so much love be willing to allow these things to happen? And you have to remember, everybody, that God is filled with unconditional love, and he gave everybody free will. And with free will, there's a yin and a yang. There is the bad along with good. But how can we learn from life and experiences, as painful as it is, as far as losing a loved one and at an early age? It's like, how can this be? How can this be? But you also have to understand that heaven, all right, the afterlife after this life, is a lot better than where we are now.
It's so incredible.
Yeah, so it's not like that they're stepping from Earth going to hell or going to a bad place. It's just that we personally, physically miss our loved ones who aren't here. And it could also be not just about losing a loved one. It could also about, losing a job, losing a business, losing a relationship, sucking wind when it comes to losing money. And it's understandable why anybody would be down and out. But that's when you need to embrace God more. And that's where it's important to have more faith. And when you do have blind faith, and when you do have faith under the hardest circumstances, this is where God will embrace you and bring you blessings and bring you people into your life or opportunities into your life to help you along these ways. But when you are sucking wind and you're angry and bitter and you shut down, you can't see the people and the blessings that are coming your way. And so therefore you remain understandably upset and understandably closed up. It's understandable why anyone would be like that. But and God is there for you, and you just, it's about having an open heart, having an open mind, and being compassionate. What's your view with this, Sky?
Well, you know what? I just can't fathom the idea of people turning away God, and I'll tell you why. When things are going right in our lives, everybody says, oh, what a blessing God has given us. Oh, my God, look at this blessing. When a child is born, when the sun rises, look at that sunrise. What a blessing to be able to be here and absolutely witnessing this. What a blessing. Just going to the beach, look how amazing, how grand. What a blessing God gives us. And then all of a sudden, something happens, and they forget all about those blessings, and they say, how could God do this to me? How could God do this to me? Well, guess what? God did not do that to you. That is just a part of life. And God wants us to experience the good along with the not so good, because what would we have to compare it to when we got to heaven if we didn't have the good and the bad experience?
Yeah,
how would we compare it here on earth?
If everything was perfect. If everything was perfect, life would actually be boring if everything was perfect. And there would be no nurses, no doctors, no firemen, no policemen. I mean, they would all be out of jobs. So God created a situation to create these jobs. He's a great guy.
Right.
He created all this employment. You should be thanking God.
Right? And wouldn't you be sick and tired of saying, oh, thank you, 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 without saying, get out of my face for 5 minutes, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
You wouldn't be needing therapists.
You wouldn't be needing... No, but
exactly.
To have a right, you have to experience
the left. He's taking care of the economy. Listen, he's taking care of the economy as well. Let's face it. Right?
Yeah, he is. Because look at this. When your car breaks down, you need the mechanics. You need the tow trucks. So there are people here to help us out. But again, you know, people really have a hard time because they say, oh, this is bull crap. This is bull crap. You know, yeah, there's a God.
Right.
So everyone looks at this. This is just science. You know, the whole thing is just matter and science, which who created matter and science? That was God. You know, and also it makes me laugh inside because, you know, in my heart, there's no real such thing as inventors. There are people who are great discoveries. You know, people are a discoverer because to invent something, it's to create something that never was. But God already created all the possibilities.
Thank you.
We discovered that it exists.
Right. And I believe we discovered it because there was an angel or someone in the past that God sent to us to put that thought into our heads.
To lead us to that.
We're carrying out God's plan. We are the vessels that carry out God's ideas. That he says, you know what? I think they've played with fire enough. Let's get them some light here and a stove. Let's make them figure out how to use a stove now. So he puts this idea of creating the stove into the kitchen. So there's no more huts that are burning down, all right? So he says, okay, you're going to think about it. You're going to figure it out. You're going to put it into fruition. You're going to actually make it, and then we have a stove. And now we don't have to make the fire anymore in the middle of the living room.
So we didn't
think of that.
I'm thankful. Hey, listen, I'm thankful for the guy John Crapper, because that's literally John Crapper is the one who invented the toilet, believe it or not. That's why people say I have to take the name of the inventor of the toilet is literally called John Crapper.
A
little nostalgia for
like
you.
That.
You know,
only you would say something like that.
See, but that's the truth. And the thing is, to have running water and to have electricity, it's like, where do you start? I mean, these are geniuses.
Right.
God put these beautiful people in our life to be builders and developers and nurses and plumbers and electricians and social workers and people who are gardeners. You know, you have every aspect of life. People who help to bring the political structure together so that we have order. You know, we might think it stinks, you know, and in many ways I think it stinks, but the bottom line is there's still structure and order. And the fact that the earth is on its axis, you know, so that we keep perfectly balanced and that the ocean and the lake, like every other doesn't create a tsunami, you know, it happens once in the moon, you know?
He keeps everything straight.
Yeah, like God will just shift the earth like a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit, it'll create a tsunami.
I'll teach you a little
shake for me. And it's like, oh my God, I can't believe you did this, you know? But really, to keep that much order in the world, I mean, yes, there are people out there who really suck, but then that's why you have policemen and therapists and everybody else to help keep things balanced. But again, this is our learning process. And when you have a person who is mentally challenged, it's not about just that person, but it's everyone connected to that person is there to help you out, to help learn about unconditional love, to learn about patience. But Sky, right now we have to go to a commercial break before we, you know, and then we'll start talking more about this. And if anybody wants to call in, which we do. So Sky, really quickly, what's your phone number if people want to get a reading from you?
Okay, it's 908 800-500-1474.
908-500-1474. And if you want to call myself, Artie, for a reading, because we're just as accurate over the phone as we are in person. We're in Central Jersey. Give me a call, 877-ANGEL-02. And to call the station, if you want to reach in to us now for this show, it's 800-930-2819. So stay tuned, and Sky and I will be right back right after this commercial break.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people, and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings, and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Hello. This is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Sky and Artie, and we're discussing about God's existence. And, you know, it's amazing, the during the holiday season, I was having a discussion with one of my relatives, and I forgot what it is that triggered him off. I said something, I think it was about life after death or something like that, and all of a sudden he went off. He goes, "That's it. When you die, that's it. Your end. I'm never going to see my wife again. That's going to be it." You know, and he started believing in God at the very beginning of his childhood growing up and with religion and all that. And then he, you know, he started to get a little away from religion, which a lot of people are, and you know, it's more about spirituality. But he had a few bad experiences in life, and he just shut down on God. And he says, there is no God. And again, it's based out of anger and fear and stuff like that. And I didn't try to prove him. He was explaining why he felt God did not exist. And he's a really good man. And the most important thing about living, which is more important than being religious, a lot more important than being religious, is being kind to your fellow man and being generous and just having an open heart to your fellow man and being a good person. That's what life is all about. That's what God wants more than anything else in the world.
Right. And he wants you to take on some of their burden to let them be able to release, because we are made in his image. And he wants us to be able to comfort, you know. And what we do as our profession, or as our professional gift, I would say, he gave us the ability to have that compassion and to try to pull some of that grief and some of that sadness away from these people, you know. And you know, that's what I feel my work is here for, not for me, but for my fellow man. And I believe it is given straight from God. So there's no way in that I could ever remotely believe that there is no God, you know?
Right. Some people look in the mirror and say, you know, I was made in the image of God. And some people could look in the mirror and say, God, you did a pretty damn good job. I'm feeling it, baby. I'm feeling it, baby. Thank you.
Listen, she made me just like her. And I'm gorgeous.
You're gorgeous. You're beautiful, darling.
I'm gorgeous, baby,
because
she did a good job.
Wow, I've seen some images. Some of them aren't so-so, but I'll tell you, but there's a lot of them like, oh, God, you did a great job. I got to give you kudos for that one. For that person, this person, whoa. And then some of God's work, you know, let's just tweak things a little bit to make things better. But right now we have a few people on the line, and let's go to Dee from Pennsylvania. Hey, Dee, how's it going?
Hi. I had another subject that I was calling about, but this subject to me is so endearing. I love the Lord, and I have experienced, I am handicapped and in a wheelchair. I have an autistic granddaughter. But if you love the Lord and you believe in the Lord, and I do with all my heart, and as you said before, he does put people around you. Like I have two people that are angels. One of them you already know, and she's so warm and kind and loving, and I know that God sent her to me, and I thank him for her, and I thank him for a lot of things. And there is a heaven. My husband passed. As a matter of fact, I was going to ask for a message from him because it was my birthday this past week.
Happy birthday.
But it was just that this
Happy
program
birthday,
that
honey.
You were talking about was just like so amazing that I had to call in for that. Because God is wonderful. He really is. And there is a God. And you have to have faith. And God is love. And I know that I am filled with love.
And we could 100% feel that from you. And I really do. I have such a beautiful, warm sensation of love just listening to your voice and listening to your story. And, you know, and I really do. I love you, and I just love your spirit, and I think you are beautiful.
Incredible.
I don't think you're beautiful. I know you're beautiful, but it comes through. You do, and that's really nice. And I highly recommend. And I haven't seen it yet, but I highly recommend everybody go see that movie, Heaven Is for Real.
I absolutely want to do that. I do.
Yeah, I heard about it, and I can't wait to see it. And you want to know something?
Arnie, I know
a lot of people
heaven.
Have.
I know there is a heaven because maybe I cannot walk in this earth any longer, but I know that there I'll be able to do that. And I know I want to dance with my husband.
You'll be flying.
You're going to be flying. You're not going to just be walking. You're going to be flying.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to say something in behalf of your husband because I feel as though his spirit has come to me. And he said to me, and I don't know if he said this to you in life, he says, "Dee, what am I going to do? Did he express his great empathy for you? What's going to happen to my dear when I cross? Mm. How can I leave her like this?" And I know that was his main concern. And even if you weren't in a wheelchair, he still had such remorse about leaving you. Not about him dying, but about him leaving you. Because you were an amazing person to him. And you were like his, and I know it sounds cliche, but you were his other half. stay.
He always used to say to me that he could never without me.
That's what he always used to say.
I could never
live
without you.
Yeah.
You want to know something?
He never did leave you, Dee. He's still with you, sweetheart.
I know. He's
still with you, and he's sending you red roses. And if you feel something on your cheek about now, it's him kissing you. Because I see him kissing you on your cheek, your right cheek, and handing you these red roses and saying, Dee, I'll never leave you. Don't you ever worry.
Thank you.
Dee, I keep seeing a pond around you, like a little, like a fish pond or something. I feel like having a fish pond, if that's possible, within your backyard or some kind of waterfall, I feel like a waterfall or some kind of a fish pond would bring you tremendous amount of serenity.
Well, I live in the mountains, Artie, you know, and I honestly and truthfully feel so peaceful here. When I go outside, I talk to the Lord because it is just like a piece of heaven here, you know.
It's a church.
And,
the outdoors.
It's just unbelievable.
God's church. You're right in the right spot, see? You are right where you're supposed to be, sweetheart. Because when you go outside, that is God's church, without a question. There's no walls. There is no walls. He didn't intend for us to have walls to go sit inside. You know, you could pray and you could have church with anybody at any time, anywhere, not only inside those walls.
Well, that's what they mean by God. That's what they mean, that God lives inside all of us. And so it's what you see, you know, wherever you're at, and what you see and what you feel around you. And it's just to show appreciation of everything that God has brought to us. And, you know, for some people, it's the forest and trees, and other people, it's the beach and the ocean. But, you know, wherever you feel is most pleasant to you, to your eyes, to your senses, then you know what? That's a slice of heaven right there.
Absolutely.
I've had polio since I'm 10, but I was really good at one point, and it's only the past maybe 8 years that I've been this way with the wheelchair and all of that. He says they just don't understand how I could be so handicapped and never and always be so upbeat. But I feel it because I have God inside of me, and I feel so strongly about it. Now, it's only my leg that's afflicted. It's not my whole body and my mind, you know?
Right.
That's how I feel.
And you know something? You've had this since birth?
I was 10 years old when I had polio.
Okay.
In New Jersey, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. So you know what, Dee? That's your reality. So, you know, another person getting it maybe at the age of 40, we say, oh, my God, why did God do this to me? But you have learned to embrace it. You got it at a young age. And you didn't allow yourself to have limitations. You understand?
You know, they told my mother I would never walk again, but between my mother and myself and the doctor, I did walk. I had the determination to walk, you know?
That's wonderful.
And,
That's
and
really
I thank her. I mean, I thank my mother every minute for the hard work that she did working with me, you know?
And that's a blessing from God. God gave her that stability.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Attribute to do that for you.
What's amazing is that when God takes something away from, or, you know, not that, again, God takes something away from us, but when we are going under the circumstances without, whether it be vision or whether it be our physical abilities, what's beautiful is that our other senses kick in and become that much heightened. And so sometimes we are put with certain setbacks to make us stronger, because without having certain setbacks in our life, it doesn't make us as driven as we could be or as determined as we should be. But everybody has a cause and a purpose. And so a lot of people have their own, everybody has their own karma of why things are or why things happen. But that all has to do with each individual as far as their experiences. But just because one person in the family has a something, or let's see, my parents got a divorce at an early age, therefore I'm going to her. One of my parents died at an early age, so I'm going to her. One of my brothers and my father went bald, so therefore I'm going to. I don't believe that. I believe it's whatever is within your karma and whatever you want to experience. But if you put plant in your seed that you're following this legacy, then you know what? You're going to create that to happen. But right now we have to go for a commercial break.
Okay,
Dee, it was a pleasure sharing time with you.
Nice talking to you
Thank
too,
you,
Artie.
All right.
Thanks,
and send your daughter our love.
Calling in.
I will.
Yes.
Bye now.
Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. You're with Sky and Artie, and we're running short on time for a break, so stay tuned, because Sky and Artie are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety can attack or creep up on us the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 5th. For the first time, we'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetics seminar package back-to-back education.
And this is the thing I like about Matrix Energetics. There are many theories and concepts out there about using quantum physics and other aspects that we know of, that science now knows of, that the world around us is made out of energy and information. But Matrix Energetics gives you the instant you need, the consciousness technology, if you will, to apply that in your own world and bring about the change that you would like to see.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course Friday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit MatrixEnergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
right. Welcome back, everybody. You know something? When I was listening to that song by Ronnie Millsap, Lost in the 50s tonight. Oh, my God. That is such a beautiful song. I could listen to that song over and over and over again. And it's called Lost in the 50s by Ronnie Millsap. Listen to it, everybody. I promise you. Google it. I promise you. You won't be disappointed. Beautiful, beautiful song. And also, there's another beautiful song by Ronnie Millsap. You would think I'm his pimp. But no, but there's this song, called What a Difference You've Made in My Life. What a Difference You've Made. And it is, again, such a beautiful, it's like lose myself in music at times. And
she's very spiritual. And you know what? The angels and God said, do a happy motion for me. In other words, do a happy dance for me. And that is like praying. Do you know that? Listen to melodic. Listen to dance for me. That is like just a prayer. So I understand why you like that.
You want to know something? As far as what I've been doing lately, I've been writing down a lot of my own affirmations. For some reason, it's like I always tell people, I said, the momentum of my life is going in the right direction, and I'm very, very grateful. But there are still things in the big picture I don't want to get lost, just because a lot of times you can get lost in your everyday activities just for surviving your life, your regular responsibilities. But yet there's the big picture of life. A lot of times we get deterred from or redirected from doing the big picture of life, and everything needs a balance. And so what I do is when I feel like I'm not doing enough for the big picture, I write down my affirmations, and I write down, I say, I am open. Well, and I asked for you and I, Sky, as far as the big picture, I said, I ask for all opportunities and all the right people to be available to us who could help us grow in our endeavors.
Yep.
You know, and I ask for a bunch of other things, but just as far as the career goes, I ask for, you know, besides, you know, my visions opening up more and a career opening up more and sustaining a happy and a healthy relationship, you know, all these good things. I just keep that momentum going, and I write it down, and thank you, God. And then I burn that paper into the day.
That's amazing. That's beautiful. That's why, because being of the native culture, we do a lot of that too. We do a lot of that to release to the Creator, you know, things that we can't heal in life, you know. And I think that burning the affirmations of goodness is joy.
Yeah, and I always
think that's a way that we can get to Him quicker.
Yeah, I always feel good after I burn my affirmations. It's like, it's just such a release, and you have to ask in detail. Now, I'm going to tell everybody who's listening, if you want to know how to ask, and it taught me a really hard lesson, but in a funny way. If you watch the show Bedazzle, and I've said this before, Bedazzle, and it's with Brandon Fraser and Elizabeth Hurley, and Elizabeth Hurley plays the devil, and she does give him three wishes, and she gives him what he asked for. But then there's always an attachment to anything that he asked for. And so when I say you got to be incredibly specific when you ask for things, I tell everybody, I want you to be selfish. You need to ask in detail. If you're going to ask for a beautiful home, if you're going to ask for a home, a big, beautiful home, ask for a healthy home that you could afford. Make sure that home is... Or a bathroom. Exactly. You want lots of bathrooms.
A mud room, so important.
That's right. With lots of storage.
Amen.
A lot of people saying amen to that one. That's what I'm talking about.
Me too.
Right now, we have, is Sarah still on, Brian, from Harbaugh?
Yes, she is.
All right, Sarah. All right, beautiful Sarah. Welcome.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure. Sarah. What's cooking,
I
sweetie?
I had a question about, I've been having, and I've had this pattern revisit me a lot of times in my life where I just had weeks of terrible sleep and terrible digestion, and I feel nervous because I do a physical job and, you know, I am not feeling good. And it's becoming clear to me, especially through my meditation, that it's from, it feels like very, very old trauma, and I think I'm just asking for any guidance on how to release it, because I find it starts to become very debilitating in every area of my life.
Yes, I do. It's on my face, something. You know, an amazing author of some books about angels, and I don't know if I say her name or not, but I was just listening to that today because I always love to get these reaffirmations from angels. And I was just listening to her speak about, I want you, and this is exactly what I want you to do, I want you to call upon St. Michael the Archangel. And then I want you to lay in a meditative state, almost like to sleep, but I want you to picture him coming to you in this beautiful bright light. And then I want you to picture seven angels around him. And then I want you to picture him going to the top of your head. Excuse me. And then I want you to picture him putting like this surgical tube right on the top of your head and sucking out all the negativity that you have. And let that go in, right through your body, through your brain, through your head, your shoulders, your neck, your throat, into your intestines, because that's where you're having problems, into your bowels, into your legs, everything, your heart. And I want you to just picture him sucking that out. Now, the only thing he's going to say is you want it on medium, fast, or slow. Go to fast. Go to high. Suck out all of that negativity and keep there as long as you need it. And you may feel these tingling sensations in your body. Doing that, I want you to picture him taking another tube and filling it with a stool caulking. Going to block now all the holes where the negativity was, and you will be a whole person and feel as though that negativity has completely sucked out of your system. And it works brilliantly.
I want to share with you a beautiful message. That message of all that sucking out was brought to you by Eureka. Hoover, Eureka, and Cracumbs. We'd like to thank you for sponsoring our show on that message.
A little Hoover you can bank on.
Yeah. Now, and I'm gonna add a couple other things that's going to bring a serenity to you, and it really does work. And I was told, and I do this, and it really works, when you put white flowers, live white flowers within your house, within your home, in each of the rooms, white force has a tendency to be able to suck out that energy. And I can't explain it, but it does. And burn candles around your house. The candles will bring a serenity to your home that whenever I walk into a room, especially when I'm doing a party, and somebody has a room filled with candles, I feel like I've crossed over and went into heaven. It feels so beautiful, and I feel like totally stress-free. But literally put a white flower in each of your rooms, and you're going to notice a difference in a change and shift of energy. And it's real. You're going to see how beautiful it is. Get white carnations, whether it be white carnations, white roses, but I've put white carnations, and it really works. It really does.
Yeah, I can already feel it. I just wanted to know if you had a book reference for the meditation.
A reference?
Yeah. You say it's from a book?
Okay. I mean, I just want to make sure I get this correctly.
Our way.
Do I really? Am
yeah,
I now right
you, now? Now you don't. Now you're okay.
Okay. I'm going to see if I can help you out with that. I'd like you to get in touch with, or the book from Doreen Virtue. I think you can get it from Ocean House or something like that. It's called How to Hear Your Angels. And she gives you an amazing insight on either single messages. She has a whole list of single messages that if you want to, like, focus in on one thing. Or she's got a complete playlist. Actually, she reads you her book right on either the computer or your iPhone. And Doreen Virtue, I believe, has such a connection with angels that it's amazing. And she's taught me a lot. She really has. She's opened up my mind a lot to what I was feeling and not knowing what they were. And those little tidbits that I feel here and there, I couldn't really put my finger on it, and lo and behold, they were my angels. And she'll teach you how to recognize when your angels come to help.
Sarah, what up? Sarah, what I'm picking up intuitively now is that you're allowing yourself to live in everybody else's reality. and it's making you feel very uncomfortable, and you're trying to meet up to everyone else's thought process and expectations, and you're really not living a known reality as far as who you are and as far as what makes you happy. And a lot of times people do this. And so you're being so affected by everybody else and by everybody else's experience and everybody else's demands that it's totally throwing you balance. And that's why you feel off balance so much.
I know. I realize that I'm so empathetic, and I just don't know how to stop. And I'll try a lot of protection things, and I just...
Yeah, no, but it will work. But you have to remember that is other people's experiences, and it's not yours. You could be there, like, you know, it's like if you were a doctor or a nurse, would probably not be the best field for you to go in, because you'd be taking on everybody else's pain. And so it's very important that when you're there to nurture and help, but bring their energy up to yours, but don't go down to theirs. And that's your biggest problem.
Right.
Tell people when you go to visits, don't go down to their level and go, oh, I feel sorry for you. Oh, my poor baby. No, you're the one visiting them. They're looking forward to seeing you. They're looking forward to, oh, bring up my spirits, do something, whether it be with flowers, whether it be your energy. But you're going down to everybody else's crap and everybody else's trenches, and you're living their experiences. That's your biggest problem. And so you have to start living in your happy world according to you and what makes you feel good, and not you're living too much in their experiences and not yours.
But I also realize what you're saying, honey. You're saying that you want to be able to flush that out quickly, right?
Or just stop in general. I feel people so much. It's so uncomfortable, and I just don't know how to stop doing it.
Let me ask you something. Are you familiar with sage?
Yes, I do sage. Yeah.
I want every time you're with somebody that you feel that's draining your energy, I want you to go home and burn a bowl of sage, okay? And just sit there and just bring it to your face, bring it around your head, bring it all down to your body. And I want you to say to yourself, all energies are now released and out of me, and keep a window open, and see if you can blow that smoke, let it go right out the window, because along with that smoke will go all those negative feelings that you're having, and it's going to bring you up, it's going to bring up your spirit, excuse me, and it's going to make you feel so much better so quickly. To me, that's like my energy drink. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I'm feeling really down, and because I've read somebody with so much disaster and tragedy, and I'm really getting into the pain that they've had, I immediately, after the reading is over, I immediately burn that negativity flies away. I think you should try that, hon.
Okay, thank you.
You know, a lot of times also, if I have to deal with a confrontation, I have to talk with somebody on the phone about something really deep, I don't talk to them while I'm in my home usually. I talk to them while I'm outside or while I'm at the park or when I'm in an area where I'm feeling very serene, in a serene atmosphere. I feel like that's God embracing me when I'm out in the home in my own environment. And if I'm talking of negativity and talking of hardships, and, you know, and then you're home, you're creating this energy. Your mind is relating this negative or hard energy to your home. So a lot of times when I want to do anything of, like, you know, where it's a little difficult, that's also another good piece of advice. And if you don't have the quality time and quality energy to speak with somebody specific when they're calling you, then don't take their call in that moment. Mm-hmm. Let it go into voicemail and get back to them. And you have the quality energy and the quality time. Please make yourself accessible to everybody. Know why your energy is being totally depleted.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you're making yourself so available. You know, and people want to be respected by everybody else. But it's like, you know, when you have a $50 bill or a $100 bill, you got to treat yourself like that. Because when people have a $50 bill or a $100 bill, they respect it. But if you're going to make yourself available and as accessible as a penny or a dime, anybody can get that. And so therefore, you know, your energy is easily drained and you're not as appreciated. It's just expected rather than appreciated.
Right,
I know the sage will help you. I know the sage will help
it
to get immediate gratification. You'll feel so much better after you sage. I mean that. And it has been all my life. So I know that's the truth. And I promise you, after you do that, you're going to take a deep breath and say, oh, I feel so much better. And then you can do the other thing as well. You know, it just depends on how much people have sucked you dry and grabbed all your positivity and left you all the negative, you know?
I'm just curious, what about when I'm actually, and I do use a sage and not regular enough, and I will because I feel it helps so much, but what about when, you know, I'm face-to-face with someone and I just feel like I'm going completely into their world, like,
Build a wall of protection. Okay. Excuse me. I want you to actually picture a brick wall between you and that person. And absolutely no negativity can get through that wall.
Okay.
You can hear everything. You can empathize. That wall is collecting all their negativity. Okay? And that's a way of protecting yourself as well.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Hey, listen, it was a pleasure sharing time with you.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you so much.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Sky, I know that you've been through some really hard times in life and that, you know, I mean, I'm thankful that I didn't have to die and come back. I know it's a wonderful experience to be on the other side, to be touched by the angels and by the beautiful spirits and stuff. But, you know, as far as, and, you know, believing in God, when so many people lose faith so easily and when things aren't going their way and when you've experienced, you know, accidents and then the loss of a child and losing your home and all this. And yet, amazingly, I said to you, because you've showed so much faith through so many challenges in your life, I feel like God is just rewarding you more and more. It's like, wow, she still believes in me. I'm going to keep giving this girl more, not more challenges, but more blessings.
Yes, and please, you still, I've had enough.
Yeah.
I hear you. You're right. You know, you know, when my son passed away, that was ultimately the worst time of my life. And I remember when he got to the hospital and put him on life support, I knew in my heart he was already gone. But I kept begging the Lord to switch places with me. Let him switch places with me because he had two young babies to raise. And I wanted them to know what a mother and wonderful husband he was, you know. But that wasn't God's plan for me. Anybody could have turned away from God at that point. It certainly would have been me. What I did, Artie? I ran to his arms, and I allowed him to heal me, and I allowed myself to continue that beautiful faith and to know that even though my son was now with him, lucky devil. I knew that I needed the help here because I just could not wrap my head around this. There was no way I was wrapping my head around this. So I turned to him immediately, and I did the right thing. Because now I look at it as, yes, I miss him in the physical, but I have him in the spiritual, you know, and I don't feel he's gone. I feel that he's having the best time of his life, and I do feel that there's another life out there for him. And I pray every day. I say, Mike, I know you're with me all the time. Go have some fun, Mommy. Go have some fun. I used to call Mommy all the time because, of course, he's my Mommy boy. So Mommy, go have fun. You don't have to hang around me all the time. I said, why don't you go out there and do whatever the best thing to do in heaven is do and go have a blast. You can know God is right by your side. And it's funny, one time I went to have a reading, and it was so funny because when he first passed away, I just felt that what I was getting was I didn't trust myself. I was just in such a bad place. And I had gone to a very good medium. So funny, he said, Mom, I can't wait till you get here. Mom, I can't wait till you get here. He says, look, I'm playing with all the puppies. Jesus is amazing. He says, Jesus is amazing. We're playing together with the puppies. And I says, oh, my God.
That's wonderful.
How much more validation can I get, honestly? And how much validation could I get the right thing by turning directly to God? You know?
You want to know something? A lot of times when people, you know, when their lives are in ruins, you know, whether it be drugs or alcohol, and they end up losing their, family. And then, you know something? And God allows people to keep on going in their direction, in this direction. And, you know, and I wrote this poem, and I'll read it on the next show. But, God says, you know, you didn't have to lose everything until you finally turned to me. Because a lot of times it does take until somebody burns and crashes until they finally get it in life. And then they become religious, or they turn to God, or Jesus saved me, or God saved me. And, you know, and if that's what it took, then that's what it took. And God didn't have to let yourself lose all to get there, until let you know that I love you and that I care about you. And in God's world, everyone always has a second chance. There's never enough second chances.
Absolutely. You know what the irony of the whole thing was, Artie?
What's
and
that?
This is the truth. At my son's wedding, he wanted me to read a scripture or a poem or something at his wedding. And I said, well, Mike, you go ahead and pick out what you want me to read. So he hands me this paper, and I look at it, and I says, oh, my goodness. And he gives me the poem, Footsteps in the Sand. And I don't know if everybody's familiar with that, but the gist of it is, God, when I saw 2 footsteps in that sand, you said you were with me, but you really weren't, because there was only footsteps, two footsteps in that sand. But then it says, but that's why my son, my daughter, that's when I was carrying you.
Yeah,
those were my
beautiful
footsteps. And I mean, that said it all, you know? And then, you know, the ironic part was that then I lost him. Then I lost him later, years later. But, you know, that's, I remember that. And I remember that from his wedding. And how ironic. Did I really need that? I really needed to read that at his wedding. And I really needed to refer back to that on his death, you know? It was like he was handing me something that I needed later on.
Hold on a second, Sky, because we now have to end. We have to wind it up. I want everybody to read this book or Google The Interview with God. I promise you it will touch your heart. And it's called The Interview with God. Such a beautiful book. And God, and Sky, really quickly, what is your phone number if somebody wants to get a personal reading with you?
Sure. It's 908-500-1474, and I would love to hear from you.
Okay, and also, everybody, my number is 877-ANGEL-02, or you could check out ArtieHoffman.com, ArtieHoffman. And from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you and your family with lots of love, happiness, and patience. And don't be afraid to speak with the angels and with God. He's never left you, even in your pain and anger. He has never, ever left you. And Sky, I can't thank you. And yes, he's your friend. I'm telling you, incorporate God as a partner in life, and you're going to see a lot of miracles happen. And Sky, once again, it's always a pleasure to share time with you. It's always a pleasure.
And you too, my love.
Yeah. It's always great fun and inspirational. Inspirational. All right, everybody. Well, listen, you have a beautiful week. Enjoy the weather. And
God bless all of you out there. We love you.
That's right. We love you. All right. Take care, everybody. Goodbye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman. Tune in to the hottest psychic with the warmest heart every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And call 1-800-930-2819 to ask your questions. Artie is a renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker. He has helped over 15,000 people with his intuitive gifts by communicating with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02, and visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. When you start to believe, then you can achieve. See you next week.
You can have it all. Join Dr. Richard Bartlett and Melissa Joy for our mind-blowing Festival of the Healing Arts coming to Seattle May 16th through the 25th. We'll be teaching the entire Matrix Energetic Seminar Package in one location.
You have to experience it yourself. You have to be there, touch it, play with this.
It's not a complicated system. It's simple, it's easy, and it's fun. It's quite remarkable.
And this woman literally went doot, doot, and I had this wave, this whole like wave of energy come through me like I had never felt anything like that in my entire life, and it just blew me away. I was like, wow.
Matrix Energetics, consciousness technology for transformation and healing. Join us for a free introductory course May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. Seminars will be at the DoubleTree Seattle Airport. Visit matrixenergetics.com for a seminar coming to a city near you. Come as you are and leave transformed.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense, LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high quality homeopathic such as Pecan spigyric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.